I was just listening to Eric Dollard, and what I got out of the interview was phase lock. The biocircuit, in all likelihood, creates bliss because it creates phase lock. So that whatever wave gets created by one chakra in the physiology is in phase, locked into phase with the waves created by any other chakra. It doesn't mean they have to be the same frequency, but they have to be harmonics of each other. And so if you get two or more people into a cooperative healing event connected together via a biocircuit, and they start to experience this wave going through them, between them and among them and around in a circuitous way, if the circuit, let's say, is set up in series, their body is set up in series with each other, then that wave of bliss, which my ex-girlfriend experienced as waves of anxiety, but I experienced it as waves of bliss, is a phase-locking procedure, which was getting her body and my body into phase with each other, the chakras into phase with each other. But now that I just do it alone with the help of Eric Dollard's analog computer in longitudinal magnetodielectric mode, and only using the heart, the solar plexus, the crotch, in the form of either my penis or my tailbone, and my throat as the four connection points, and then two coils of wire, iron core coils of wire, one counterclockwise wound and one clockwise wound with a magnet between them, and they're both toroidal ring iron cores, and it's an ring magnet between them, and then capacitors, two capacitors interwoven. So I'm just using one module of an LMD analog computer, not two or more. I think it would be more powerful if I had a daisy chain of more modules put together, but I did the minimum this time because I wanted to go to the trouble of building a better coil, and so I just borrowed it from this other earthing experiment that I was doing. And I'm still using the same capacitor plate arrangement, in which I have five plates, one's floating in the middle, not connected to anything, and then two on either side, giving me two capacitors that are interwoven among each other, and the polarity is correct because I got the floating plate in the middle. So I have only one module of Eric Dollard's analog computer in LMD mode, but I have it, but I have that as my electrical component or circuit of choice, electrical circuit of choice, and then I have it grounded. I have the whole circuit grounded to the earth at with a grounding rod stuck into the earth at the base of a very tall conifer, in and among the roots of that conifer. So that's my basic circuit, and then my connectors of the circuit to my body are silver rounds, commodity disc silver rounds, 1 ounce of pure silver as my electrode contact of choice between the body and the circuit. And only one of them do I lay on, the one that goes over my tailbone, and the other three uses gravity pressing down on my body since I'm laying on my back. So I have one over my solar plexus, my belly button, one over my sternum, and one over my throat, actually below my Adam's apple in the crook of my neck so that it can just sit there and not slide off, because if I try to put it on my Adam's apple, it slides off. But if I put it below the Adam's apple, it stays there. So it works pretty good not to involve the limbs or ears at all, and keep all the chakra connection points along the midline of the torso. And I determined that the heart is the center of the woman and the solar plexus the center of the man, in their triad, and then the throat and the crotch is the only thing I retained out of Leon Ernest Demon's mapping. And then I determined that the stomach, let's see if I can remember this correctly, the stomach is negative and the heart is positive. So the throat's positive, the heart's positive, the stomach is negative, and the crotch is negative. And then I pair up on each coil of this singular module of Eric Dollard's analog computer, there are two coils. And so one coil, the two ends, will be the throat and the stomach connection points, and then the other coil, the two ends, will be the heart and the crotch. And that's my arrangement, that's my wiring schematic. basically, essentially, described in words without diagrams. But he said an interesting thing, that when the music gets in phase lock on an oscilloscope, it may take the 100th harmonic or something or other, but it gets these very strong transient spikes. In other words, you create more power. There's more power coming out of that than going into it. When you like have a chorus of all these singers, or an instrumentation, a symphony of all these instruments, and they're all playing pure temperament scale, not equal temperament, and so their whole number ratios produce all these overtones, and they get into phase lock. This must be the explanation as to why Leon Ernest Eamon's BioCircuit works the way it does in creating bliss. And it takes a while. It doesn't happen the minute I get into the circuit. And if there were more daisy chain of modules of Eric Dollard's analog computer in LMD mode, it would be more powerful, but it would also, the bliss would occur more quickly. But with only one module, it can take me 15, 30 minutes for me to get into the bliss. And it's very mild. It's not strong at all. And it's probably the way I want it, because when it's very strong, it turns me into a monk, in which I don't want to do anything. I just, you know, I don't want to satisfy any desires, just be in bliss every day. And those were long sessions, and one of them was samadhi. And they were very deep. If they wasn't samadhi, it was very deep sleep, like a hibernating bear. It was so restful. But now it's just mild, and so I can live with it a little better. So at least I've attenuated it, but it's still, I've modulated. I've you know, weakened it down so it's not so intense. But and then I know better not to use the grounding port on the wall outlet, so I don't give myself an AC hum internal body massage, which may be pleasant, but after a while it gets to be annoying. And that might have been part of the problem too, that in the past, a year ago when I was doing this. And I know to take the grounding rod and take it away from the building grounded site near the meter. In fact, I take it 75 yards away and ground my system on a very long wire I string through the trees. So, between various trees high up off the ground, so which is probably acting like an antenna in its own way, I suppose. A horizontal antenna. So phase lock. When all the overtones get into phase lock, this is interesting. That means my body, is not creating a cacophony of frequencies. Just pure tones and nothing else. So that it can self-induce phase lock among all the chakras. And so I thought getting the chakras balanced had to do with intensity, but that might be a minor issue. The major issue may be to get their overtone harmonics into phase lock. And when that happens, then they're working as an entire unit. But this is totally based on a biofeedback interactive technique. It's not based on enlightenment. And I'm not even sure what happens in a state of enlightenment, to tell you the truth. But this is self-induced using wires connecting the various chakra points. So it's kind of like acupuncture or acupressure, but it's chakra oriented, not acupuncture oriented. And this is what Leon Ernest Eamon missed. He missed the point that his points on the body were chakras. All of them are chakras. The limbs, the ears, and the ones he didn't include, the eyeballs, the nostrils. All of these polarities are chakras with a positive or negative spin, with a right hand or left hand spin, north pole, south pole spin. And it's this oppositional connectivity between opposite spins that gets them into phase lock, apparently, because Leon said a relaxation circuit is what works to create the bliss, but if you do a tension circuit, you don't get that bliss. And so I guess when you have two spins connected together that are not going in opposite directions, there's no chance for them to get into phase lock. Only when one's a left-hand spin and the other's a right-hand spin will they do a phase lock. I don't know why. I guess because... Oh, I know why. Because it uses inversion. In order to get phase lock, one wave has to be inverted with regard to the other so that they cancel and create a neutral zone, a nodal zone of no humming. So it isn't just phase lock. It's elimination of the hum. And that's why the body starts to lower its metabolic rate, because you're neutralizing activity, even though you're still producing activity. This is the uncanny part. So the body doesn't die. It's just that all the waves, when superimposed on each other, are not only are they in phase lock, but they're more than that. They're in paired, inverted relationships, so that you get nodal points of no vibration. And I bet the nodal points are the chakras themselves, so that the chakras appear to be standing still, even though they're busy humming away. And this is why I would lose the appetite to overindulge in food when I had three daisy chained LMD modules in analog of Eric Dollard's analog computer setup in my BioCircuit a year ago, and my bowels became normalized, probably my peristalsis as well, because of this conservation of energy, of expenditure of energy, in as much as everything got into lock, but it also got neutralized. So this is the reason for connecting positive chakras with negative chakras, so that one will get into phase lock with the other, and one will act as the positive wave, while the other is the inverted harmonic. It won't necessarily be the same frequency, but it'll be a harmonic, phase locked into position, such that it'll be also inverted and create a neutral zone in which no vibration will occur, superimposed positionally on the chakra itself. So the chakra will go quiet even though it's still busy singing. This I think is what's happening, and this is why the whole nervous system can go quiet and experience the quietness even though it's still alive. So here we have an explanation for why yoga does what it does. And there you go. I knew this all along, I just forgot. I was attempting to create resonance, I called it. But it's not resonance in this, well, that's too vague a term. It really is phase lock. Because I created a compositional capacitor which had all the various capacitors of Eric Dollard's LMD analog computer in daisy chained multiples if necessary, but all stacked together as one capacitor stack of plates, and all the coils on one core wound together. But it was the capacitor, I think, that does the job most potently, because I don't know how to really, there's no theoretical basis for how I put the coils together. I don't have one. But for the capacitors, the way it's weaved together, interweaved, it'll get everything into phase lock. So it's really the stacked capacitor, the way I've designed it, that does the job of phase locking. And because it's positioned into Eric Dollard's LMD analog computer, it has the right position, and so everything works out just nicely. Despite the fact that half the time I don't know what I'm doing. Eric Dollard made it simple to get the right results without knowing what you're doing. So I'm creating phase lock based on his device in the BioCircuit. And that's why it enhances the bliss. The bliss is going to happen anyway because I'm connecting chakras together that are oppositional, that are right hand versus left hand, positive versus negative. And this was Leon Ernest Eamon's contribution to phase locking. But it had to be enhanced, and so the only way to do it with a capacitor was to construct the capacitor in the right way. The multiple capacitors to be composited together in the right way to help encourage phase lock rather than discourage it or do nothing, be a neutral influence. There you go. What Eric Dollard was saying was that it's better when you have a chorus or a symphony of instruments contributing all these overtones rather than a single voice. And then you get more power out than power in. And apparently that's what I'm doing with this specialized LMD analog computer, because of the capacitor plates being interwoven create a multiplicity of voices in the circuit, so that I'm just one body, but it almost doesn't matter that I'm there. But it does matter if I make a daisy chain of more modules. So it's the capacitor stack that's busy doing all the singing and creating all the in-phase locking of the multiple voices, namely all Maybe it's the dielectrical plates, I don't know. I couldn't locate it, even in theory, let alone in experience, where the multiple voices are originating from. Apparently, according to the correct theory, it doesn't come from the contact plates, it comes from the dielectrical between them. And of course, I use dielectrical within the plates themselves as the core of the contact plates, as well as in between them, without... So I have all kinds of dielectrical sheets. I mean, with a 5 contact plate capacitor of stack of only 2 capacitors, the fifth being the floating plate in the middle, I also have 6 plates surrounding it, which does not have any aluminum foil surrounding those 6. And the 6 plus the 5, those are 11 glass plates to a simple 2 capacitor system. And that's 11 voices singing. In phase, locked in phase, there are harmonic overtones locked in phase. And that's why it had to be glass, because it's a piezoelectric material. Quartz is in there. That's why it had to be a glass, dielectrically based capacitor. It came to me in meditation, and only later did I learn that silica is the basis, was the basis of all of the radio sets for the field artillery during World War II, and we gave us an advantage over the Germans because they didn't have crystal oscillators in their walkie-talkies or whatever, their field radios. So that's where all the harmonics are coming from, the glass, the silica. Wow. Cool. Cool is right. Wow. All right, there you go. So you can put extra bodies in the circuit, but this is all Leon Ernestiman had to work with at the time. But now that's extra. That's an extra contribution. Now the main thing is to get that capacitor stack as tall as we can make it, and that'll make the Bliss even more powerful. All the other components have to be there to match it, though. You have to have a strong iron core coil of wire to match it, but... And I don't know how many turns to put around that coil of wire either. I just do single layering. I don't even bother with multiple layered coiling. Because I don't know what I'm doing. If I had Eric Dollard at the helm, he obviously would obviously know what to do. I'm pretty sure he'd know in an instant how to make modifications to enhance the power of the biocircuit. Wow. Okay. Now I'm intrigued to record this on a disc, a CD, audio CD, and send it to him. I wonder if he's got an audio player, a CD audio player. Or even better, maybe an MP3 player. That would probably be cheaper. I don't know how else to get an audio file to him. I'll have to think of a way, the least expensive way to do this. The reason why I say that the third chakra is the center point for the guy and the fourth chakra is the centerpiece for the gal, something I learned a long time ago. I believe there's a god in mythology, Greek mythology, called Janus, J-A-N-U-S, in which it's used in the theater as being a two-faced mask in which one face points one way and the other face points the other way, and they're different faces. You know, one might be happy, the other be frowning. But the chakras have two faces to them. These are the 6 chakras, 1 through 6. The crown chakra is androgynous. But the 6 chakras below the crown chakra are not androgynous. They're dualistic. They're not unity-oriented. They're dualistic-oriented, and they have two faces. And yang versus yin are the two faces. Yang dominates, and yin is recessive. And the even-numbered chakras, 2, 4, 6... Let's say in a woman, the yang face of that chakra points outwardly, while the yin face points inwardly. Thus, chakras 2, 4, and 6 dominate a woman's nervous system in terms of outward projection, while her inner strength are chakras 1, 3, and 5, because she experiences them as an inner reality, because they're not being projected outwardly, they're being projected inwardly. Now for a guy, it's the opposite. Chakras 1, 3, and 5, the yang face is pointing out, while its yin face is pointing in. While chakras 2, 4, and 6 of a guy, The yang face is pointing inward, and the yin face is pointing outward. So we don't see a man's chakras 2, 4, and 6 to any great degree active in the world because they're pointing inwardly. The yang face is pointing inwardly for a guy, while the yin is pointing outwardly. So this is what makes them different. Now, children are centered on their mid point of their triad. So the male triad is 1, 3, 5, and the female triad, in terms of domination, the yang force, if we look at it that way, and the female's triad is 2, 4, 6, but the midpoint for the female triad is number 4, the heart chakra, while for a guy, it's chakra number 3. So when I looked at children, I saw that they were centered in their midpoint of each respective triad, while the adults had blown themselves out of their midpoint of their triad and blown themselves to the two extremes, so that men tend to focus in chakras 1 and 5, and women tend to focus themselves in their chakra 2 and 6. Unless the woman is nursing, you know, now she's focusing on her breasts and she's brought back to her center again. So it took that nursing experience to bring her back to her center. While for a guy to be brought back to his center, I'm not sure what. Maybe it's physical exertion, exercise, you know, physical activity that brings him back into his center, because that's what the third chakra is very much into, is speed, you know, moving the body around quickly, physical, I don't know, I'm guessing here. Maybe that's why stereotypically men took the dominant role in sex, because they're doing all the activity and because they're the guy. And that's the third chakra business, is to speed things along, because a lot of sex, not romance, but sex, is a question of hurrying things along, accelerating it. Because if you don't, everybody gets bored and walks away because nothing's happening. There's no excitement. So the excitement element is based on acceleration, and that comes strictly out of the third chakra for the most part, if I'm not mistaken. So men or boys are focused on the third chakra into speed. And that's why one of the Sanskrit letters, the R letter, I believe has to do with acceleration, the whirring sound. I could be wrong, but I believe that's what it has to do with. I think Ram is the word for the third chakra, now that I think of it, too. It's not just a letter out of that chakra, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, this is how I learned that the third chakra and the fourth chakra are very significant, more significant than any other. But Leon Ernest Eamon doesn't use them. And so when I used to get into a biocircuit cooperatively with my ex-girlfriend, I used her heart chakra to ground herself to the earth, and I used my solar plexus to ground myself to the earth. And I brought our two connections, her heart and my solar plexus, together as a kind of a Y branch that would then share the same line going to a grounding rod. Actually, no, it was a nail that was stuck in an elm tree, so I was using the elm tree as my grounding rod at the time to get the benefit of the intelligence of the tree. Now I wouldn't do that. I would stick the grounding rod in and among the roots of that tree, not connect via a nail through the bark into the layer of sap within a living tree. I wouldn't do that. I would just put a grounding rod in and among the roots of the tree at the base of the tree. Because I think that's the most ideal. That's a Nathan Stubblefield approach, rather than a George O. Squire approach, General George Squire, tree antenna ideology. Where was I going? Where did I come with that? Darn it. the chakras. So Janus, the god Janus, is a symbol for the chakra, the yang side and the yin side. And then the arrangement among the even and odd-numbered chakras, excluding consideration of the crown chakra, is how the male endocrine or subtle body chakras are set up versus the female. So an androgynous nervous system, I guess Janus has been banished. Yang and yin, yeah, but see, how do you function in the world? Okay, maybe it's a double Janus in the crown chakra, and that's why we have to become enlightened to become androgynous, because The chakras below that are either one way or the other, but not both. Oh, maybe they don't alternate. Oh, they're fixed. There you go. So maybe what happens in an androgynous nervous system is that the chakras alternate. It's kind of like an AC system, in which the yang at one moment is pointing outwardly and the next moment is pointing inwardly. So the person is alternating between a male-female form. Because the chakras, odd versus even, already have to be opposite to with respect to each other. But over time, we maintain a fixed position. And this is why Charlie said that every 3 or 4 lifetimes we have to incarnate in the opposite gender, or else we'll become imbalanced. Our soul will be accumulating too much memory of experiences oriented towards a specific line of behavior, namely a male versus a female. So if we're alternating throughout a lifespan, male versus female, our chakras are alternating which side is facing out, which side is facing in, then we maintain balance at all times. So I wonder if this is not another thing that's happening during the biocircuit session. Not only a phase lock condition, but an alternating condition, so that we experience a maleness and a femaleness during the session. And that creates the phase locking, and that creates the bliss, is the alternations. Because we're connecting opposites. We're connecting positive with negative. And that means we're going to be connecting, they're going to be one's going to want to dominate the other, right? And eventually they probably come to a mutual agreement that neither one is going to dominate, they'll just take turns dominating. So that over time nobody dominates. And in order for them to take turns, they have to be in phase lock. So this would give them a reason to go into phase lock position, is because they're creating an AC situation from what normally is DC, because we're fixed, we're frozen into our gender. So now they go into AC alternation of gender, and we experience the bliss that we experienced at our moment of conception, because we were gender free. DNA-wise, you know, it was still there, what we predetermined, what we were to become, but we didn't become it yet. Because the chakras, the subtle bodies, hadn't been engineered yet. They had not subdivided into top versus bottom, left versus right, front versus back. You know, these three-dimensional presumptions of space that signify the nervous system, the physiology, are a construct, as Eric Dollard says. Space has no multiple dimensions. It's just space. But our nervous system decided on 3 dimensions, and so we tend to think in 3 dimensions, and we like to think that that's the way the universe works, which kind of makes sense. The salt cube is the basis of the harmonics of this Earth, the golden ratio, and on other planets, there are other salt systems, other ratios for those planets, other aesthetic systems. But are they cubic? The lattice structure of the crystalline substance of the salt of that planet, are they all cubic, I wonder? They might be. The cube may be an ideal form for creating a physiology, but that doesn't mean that space is engineered in 3 dimensions. That just means the physiology, the ideal human physiology, is set up in 3 dimensions. A little bit of a distinction there. And it's good to make that distinction to get it right. What's going on here? Space is dimension free. It's the physiology that's constructed in 3 dimensions. The human physiology in particular, because the human physiology may be an ideal physiology, but it may not be the only physiology, because it may not be the only dimensionality of constructing a physiology to to give a habitation for consciousness to evolve and become enlightened. This is why I'm also thinking that the natural state of the human being is not only gender-free or androgynous, this alternation of the chakras, but is not food-oriented either, because sex follows from food. And a million years from now, just by the course of natural evolution, waking, dreaming, and sleeping, the bulk of humanity will reach a spiritual life. They won't become enlightened, but they will become psychically endowed. All their first 6 chakras will be opened, and another million years, and this crown chakra will open up. This is what Charlie Lutz said. Well, he said we'll be spiritual. What does that mean? It means we will not be materialistic oriented. What else does that mean? It means we will be so balanced that we will be androgynous. What else does that mean? It means we'll be breatharians. There's a legend that goes around that the Redwood Forest was planted and maintained by a group of breatharian individuals sometime in the past. And that's the purpose of the Redwood Forest. It was to serve as their place of habitation. And being a breatharian, you would expect them to be interested, a breatharian to be interested in aromatherapy, as well as the correct plant form to provide the prana for to sustain their nervous systems. But it also means that they will not be male or female oriented. It also means gestation will not be the means of bringing about the creation of the physiology. It'll be simply by the direct fiat of their will. They simply will create bodies that are totally balanced androgynously and never partake of food except in the form of breath. So this is all what the undercurrent that goes into the biocircuit. We take a mammalian nervous system and give it an opportunity to experience an accelerating process of moving in the direction of becoming a spiritual being in the physical plane, evolving on the physical plane to that status, not just in terms of consciousness, in terms of raising consciousness through yoga, through meditation to become enlightened and bypass the slow boat to evolutionary track of enlightenment, namely the evolution of the physiology, the physical physiology, but to actually go through the physical physiology. And how do you do it with a mammalian body that's based on eating and the outgrowth or the side effect of eating, sleep and sex? How do you bypass that? By doing what Leon Ernest Eamon bumped into and then enhancing it with the kind of theoretical circuitry basis that Eric Dollard came up with, the analog computer in LMD mode. How about that?